This is a Hutch Post Podcast news update.
A new type of cuisine coming to downtown Hutchinson. More from Emmy Bays.
Be Happy in Pho and Boba, a Vietnamese restaurant, is slated to open downtown at the beginning of April. The owners of the new downtown restaurant are Yim Tran and her husband, Hugh Nguyen.
Right now, we just need to wait for inspection. So this week, we try to get everything done, deep clean it, and add all the equipment, and then contact the health department for inspection.
Tran and Nguyen recently moved to Kansas to get away from the crowded city where they own a restaurant in Denver.
Thanks, Emmy. More details on the new shop at HutchPost.com. The UN Security Council is set to vote on a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring that an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative to protect civilians and allow the delivery of humanitarian aid to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says she's optimistic the draft resolution will be approved on Friday by the 15-member council. The draft determines, which is a council order, the imperative of an immediate and sustained ceasefire, with no direct link to the release of hostages taken during Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Russia's deputy UN ambassador says Moscow won't be satisfied with anything that doesn't call for an immediate ceasefire and questioned the strength of the word imperative. One person died in a Wednesday night accident in Butler County. It happened just after 6 p.m. 59-year-old Blake Randall Strasser was driving a truck and trailer in westbound on Northwest 100th near Tawakoni Road. When the driver lost control of the truck, it left the roadway and went to rest in the tree row on the north side of the road. Alcohol is suspected to be a factor. New Hutchinson YMCA Aquatics Director Sharla Powell wants people to know if you need to learn to swim, now's the time.
The best way you can prevent your child from drowning is teach them how to swim. What better gift to give your kid?
David Foster with the Y said they're teaching a lot of kids right now.
In just our monthly classes, we've got around 55 kids, and that doesn't count our academy. So around 60 to 75 total, usually a month. Sometimes it goes up a little more than that based on our Y swim team numbers.
It doesn't take long to learn how to not drown, and then you can learn more skills after that. Details on how at HutchPost.com. Russia has attacked electrical power facilities in much of Ukraine, including the country's largest hydroelectric plant, causing widespread outages and killing at least three people. Ukraine's energy minister says the nighttime drone and rocket attacks were the largest on the country's energy sector in recent times. He says the goal was to cause a large-scale disruption of the energy system. The attacks caused fire at the Dnipro hydroelectric station, which supplies electricity to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest nuclear power installation. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the main 750 kilovolt power line to the plant was cut off, but a lower power backup line was working. And a toddler was briefly the subject of an Amber Alert last night in Seward County. They were looking for a 22-month-old Luna Amaro. She was seen on Wednesday when she was taken from Southwest Medical Center in Liberal, according to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. At the time, she was wearing a white striped shirt, Princess Pineapple shoes, and a backpack. They then found her, and she was safe with the Liberal police as of late last night. When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at HutchPost.com.